The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, it has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Mesechet Menachot is Daf Mem Hei. We're up to Halak Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beit. Haparim v'ha'elim v'ha'kvasim. Now we're continuing on now with lists of things, some of which are, one of which is ma'ak of the other, and some of which are sets in which there's no ikuv of one to the other. And so, without telling us enough information yet to identify which parim and elim and kvasim we're referring to here, nonetheless, we're told that there are parim, elim, and kvasim that are not ma'akim in zedzeh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hayu lehem parim merubim. When we say, and not ma'akim, I mean, we mean really not ma'akim, to the extent that if you don't have enough nisachim, you have enough money to purchase a lot of parim, but then you would not be able to purchase the nisachim with those parim, then it's better to even make do with parachad if you can bring its nisachim, than to bring a lot of parim without nisachim. So you have parachad v'nisachav, v'lo yakrivu kulam v'lo nisachim. So clearly, I mean, that's like the absolute non-ikuv. I'm going to talk about that a little later on. Says the Gemara, when you say in the Mishnah parim ukvasim, of what? When you say parim ukvasim, I'm akev. I mean, it certainly is not a rule that all over in any circumstances that it's not ma'akev. Let's take, for instance, of Chag HaSukkot. So Chag HaSukkot, as we know, we have the variable parim, and we have kvasim every day, and you're saying that we could change the numbers? We absolutely cannot change the numbers, as we know perfectly well. They're specifically over the course of the Chag, 70 parim, and those are very, very unique. Each one is connected one of the Umot HaOlam, and the Torah makes this clear by repeating in one pasuk, Minchatam Niskem La Parim, and so on, Kemisparam Kamishpat. Kamishpat always means this is the way that it's got to be. And it also stresses Minchatam Niskem La Parim La Elim Vela Kvasim, Bemisparam Kemishpatam. So the numbers is a Mishpat, and therefore it's Ma'akev. So it can't be referring to that. Is it referring perhaps to, let's say, Rosh Chodesh or Atzeret, maybe on Shavuos? So there we have Elim Shnayim and so on. Maybe that's what it's talking about. The problem is that if it's the Atzeret, meaning in Chumash HaPekudim, Chumash HaPekudim is a reference to the entire Parsha of the Musafim, which is Parsha Pinchas. So maybe that's what it's about. The problem is when you say Elim. Okay, what do you mean by Elim? Elim, I mean, is it Elim Dehech? Which Elim? Because there are no Elim in the Korbanot of the Musaf. There's only an Ayah. So Idahanu, if it's the ones that you just mentioned, then there is no Elim. There's only an Ayah. So something's funny. If you're referring to Atzeret, meaning the story of Shavuos, as it is in Parshat Emor, in Torah Karnim, in Vayikra, where indeed it does say Elim, so there it says Elim Shnayim, is a big problem. Because in that very same pasuk, it says Elim Shnayim Yihiyu Ola LaHashem. Now we know that old Yihiyu word. There we go again. It is what it is, and there's no choice about it. So every Havaya, as we've seen throughout the Masechta, is Ma'akev. Somebody told me it's not Ma'akev, it is Ma'akev. So Maman of Shach. If we're talking about Shavuos, as it appears in Bamidbar, there are no Elim. Or for that matter, Rosh Chodesh, there are no Elim. The other Yom Tovim, if there are Elim, then, or Parim, and so on, they are Ma'akev, because it says Yihiyu, or Kemishpatam. Therefore, we have a problem. Says the Gemara, well, there's more way out of this problem. What we could say is that we're referring to Atzeret of Torah Kohanim, but when it says the Elim, what it means is the Elim that are mentioned in Parshat Emor are different, and the question is, would I have to bring them together? Are the ones in Parshat Emor Ma'akev the Musafim? In Parshas Pinchas? Remember, the ones in Parshat Emor are listed as being brought together with the Shtei Alechem. So Takriva al Alechem, you have Shiva Kvasim, and you have Elim Shnayim. These are all Olot. That's beside, of course, the special Kipsei Atzeret. We're not even talking about the order. We're just talking about the seven kvasim, the par, and the two elim. So the problem is that we don't have, if we do have two elim, then it says it's ma'akev in the pasuk. It says in yud. We don't have two elim, then why did we say elim in the Mishnah? And therefore, there's only one solution. The two separate groups are not ma'akev one the other. That's the way to understand. They may be ma'akev within the group, but the two groups, the elim in one, are not ma'akev the elim in the other. That's the point. So one is in Emor is about the Atzeret Shtei Alecha and the seven Kvasim, the Par, and the two Elim that are brought for that purpose along with Kivsei Atzeret, which are two Shlamim. Yes? And then there's the Musafim. In the Musafim, as we're going to see, we don't have the two Elim. So we only have an Ayel Echad, we have two Parim, but we're going to get into that in a moment. So therefore, what it must mean is that the Elim listed in Torat Kohanim for coming with the Shtei Alechem are not Ma'akev, the Ayel, in the Chumash HaPekudim, which is for the Musafim, and the Ayel in the Chumash HaPekudim is not Ma'akev, the low Ayel, the Chumash HaPekudim, Ma'akev, lo Elim, the Torat Kohanim. Okay, so that makes sense. Well, doesn't really make sense. It turns the Mishnah into an extremely non-parallel kind of Mishnah. Because you talk about the Purim. The Purim are not ma'akev one on the other. That's how you understood the Purim, right? You said the Rosh Chodesh. That's true. The Purim are not ma'akev on each other. So afilo adodi lo ma'akev. Whereas the Elim are ma'akev. So it's only that the ones from location A are not ma'akev location B. But they are actually ma'akev each other. That's very disturbing, because it's not the same idea at all to list the same Mishnah. Purim, Ba'elim, Ki'ilu, it's the same thing. So Purim afilo ahadadi lo ma'akve, whereas the Elim da'achav da'achud lo ma'akve. It's only one set, it's not ma'akev the other set. But, I mean, the place where you've got two Elim, it is Ma'akev, because it says Yihiyu Ola on the Elim Shnai. Is that acceptable? Yeah, you'll have to say the Tana Mili Mili Katani. The Tana is not making a list of a similar set of halachas. It's just the Tana, remember, is interested in bringing out inyanim that are not Ma'akev, one and the other. So there are Parim that are not Ma'akev, one and the other, in a particular way. They're not ma'akev each other in a set. There are Elim that are not ma'akev each other, meaning from one set to the other set. But it's still true that there are cases where Elim are not ma'akev one on the other. Now, what we need to get into here is the Mekar, as we're going to see. We have this fantastic halacha, Rabbi Shimon, that says something that's very counterintuitive, which is that you're not ma'akev, it's better. Talking about not being ma'akev, he's saying it's better to actually not bring the Purim if you don't have enough Nesachim. That's amazing.
So is it Tzibur and Yachid?
There's no such thing for Yachid. It's all Tzibur. Now, if we take a look in Yecheskel, as we read this morning, that Samadai Aveshat, and now they get together. Now we're ready to build our Beit HaMikdash, the Ummah is renewed. And there it says some very, very strange psukim in Yecheskel, and because of these strange psukim, there was even an attempt to deny the Kedusha of the Tanakh, the Yecheskel, because there's crazy things written in Yecheskel. Take a look at it. Here it says, Uviyom HaChodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, Par Ben Bakar, Temimim, V'Sheishet Kvasim, V'Ayah. To me, you. Now, what is this all about? There ain't no such animal. In other words, where in the world do we have a carbon like this? You're talking about on Rosh Chodesh. So what is it saying to bring? To bring a par ben bakar tamim with shishak vasim and an ayah. So what do you mean par? First of all, it's not par. There's supposed to be two parim. So par mata lomar. What is it talking about, a par over here? There's no such carbon. Lafish and Emar B'Torah. Well, now take a consider now. In the Torah, it says to bring for the carbon of Rosh Chodesh Purim Shnai. Minayin Shim Lo Matzah Shnai Meviachad. How do you know indeed that they're not ma'akev one on the other? That we know from the fact that in Yecheskel it says, you know, if you don't have enough, you could bring even par. Tamar Lomar par.
Okay, now how do you explain shisha kvasim? What do you mean shisha kvasim? The Torah says seven kvasim. Matam lomer shisha kvasim, where there's no such korban anywhere of six kvasim. The fish shekatuv b'Torah shiv'a. Minayin shi'im lo matza shiv'a. Yavishisha. How do you know that in fact you can get away without bringing all seven? And it's not kedai to say, if I don't have the seven, so then I don't have the carbon, I shouldn't bring anything. Talmud lomar shisha. Uminayin shim lo matza shisha. Yavi chamisha. And if you can't find chamisha, yavi arba. You can't find arba, yavi shlosha. Can't find shlosha, yavi shnayim. And if you can't find shnayim, afilo echad. Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, in Yechezkel, v'lakevasim kasher tasig yado, bring what you can. So in other words, you need to know that there's a heter to bring less than the full. So then if I can bring whatever I want, why does it say to bring six? Just say that one Pasuk. Say, bring what you can. Me'achad echtiv achid. So what do I need the Pasuk to say? Shishak vasim. Which is very disturbing. By the way, it doesn't say shishak vasim. What's really disturbing about it, it's a problem to Girsa. What it really says is it's sheshet kvasim. Sheshet kvasim implies that it's a set of six kvasim. Now it's really a problem. Is it, there is no such set. You're just telling me, bring what you can. So why would it say sheshet kvasim lamali? To teach me the kamad efshar la'aduri madrina. That in fact, we haven't completely eradicated the concept of the set of Sheva. What we're doing is we're creating another set. And therefore, whatever child to put into that set is still a value. Like this, you'd say, okay, if I could be Yotzer with one karma, so I'm bringing the kvasim that are normally meant to be seven kvasim will be represented by my one kevet. Kasheta sigedo, meaning if you can't bring the whole thing, so bring a kevet. Kamash malan, the set structure remains, and if it's shaykh to bring even sheshet kvasim, bring sheshet kvasim. Bring what you can. Now, how do we know minayin shema akvim zeze? So how do we know? Now what does this mean? That if you have the correct amount, says Rashi, that then if you don't bring it, it's really ma'akiv. It's only if you don't have it that we would say that if you don't have, bring less. So now the question is, what about the idea of in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon? Does this point out? I mean, are we ready to go all the way? We're going to now need a very strong reason. If you're telling me that Ma'akvin said, how can I say to go and to bring one together with the Nesachim better than to bring the group? If it's Shayak to bring the group, it says over here that it would be Ma'akiv. Maybe it's not like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, this we'll see what is Bekaris from the Pasuk. But let me just finish the words. Talmud Lomar, therefore comes along the Pasuk to stress that the Sheshet Kvasim Va'ayel Timbimim Yihiyu. Yihiyu means they're Ma'akev, as it always does. Yes.
We don't know yet which Parim, Elim, and Kvasim. The intention of the Mishnah was that Parim, Elim, and Kvasim, which are interrelated, are not Ma'akachad. If I would only have Kvasim, and I don't have the Elim, bring the Kvasim anywhere, somewhere. Then it became, early on, even in Rebbe's early explanation, how many numbers of the individual I have? Do I have all of the Kvasim?
It's both, yeah, it's both levels. Elim, the proper number of Parim, proper number of Elim, proper number, not Ma'akrim, one on the other, which means not only one group on the other, but one animal on the other.
That's what the words mean.
Yeah, I'm taking for granted that it means both. Now, another strange pasuk in Yechezkel. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, b'rishon b'achad l'chodesh, tikach par ben bakar tamim, v'chiteta et amigdash. What? There's no such chatas. Chiteta means bring a chatas. There's no chatas that you bring of a par. The par of Rosh Chodesh is in Holma. It's the Sayer that's the Chatas. This is very confused. What do you mean Chata? Olayi! I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Look, this is bad news. You know, we'll wait for Elio. I mean, when the time comes, maybe you'll have a pshat over here. Parsha zo Elio atid ledorsha. It doesn't make any sense. Ravashi says, I'll tell you what it means. Very simple. Miloim hikrivu bimei Ezra, yederach shikrivu bimei Moshe. The same way there was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shmini Lemiloim, there were special korbanot. That's what it's referring to. So it means the Nevuah, year of Yechezkel, was not going on Eliyahu HaNavi. It was talking about when Ezra went, it was Mekadesh, the Beis HaMikdash, the second time. He learned out from the Miluim of Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of the Mishkan was B'yom HaShmini, was that day. That was Rosh Chodesh. And that was the day, of Esrat Tarot, and so on. And there we brought a par. And that was a par on Rosh Chodesh. The Yosefot, a par on Rosh Chodesh. So that day, one of the Esrat Tarot was that it was Rosh Chodesh. Tanya Nami, Achi, Rabbi Yehuda, when he came to this posuk, he said, I give up. Parsha Zoil Yehu Atidu Dorsha. And Rabbi Yosef said, I'll tell you, very simple. It has nothing to do with Eliyahu HaNavi. Miluim Yikrivu B'mei Ezra, Kederach Sheikrivu B'mei Moshe. Oh, my, oh, thank God. I got to tell you, I had my doubts about this book. Tanuach Da'atcha Sheinachta Da'ati. Thank you very much. You should be gesund. You made me feel much better. Now, there's another crazy pasuk. Kol nevela v'treifa min ha'of min ha'beima lo yochlu ha'kohanim. What is this? Now Yisraelim are allowed to eat nevela and treifa. What's going on? Rav Yochanan, thank God for Elio. Parsha Zoy Elio Atita Dorsha. Ravina says very poshet. Kohanim eat strictly. You would have said, look, you're rebuilding a base of bench. Everybody sees what's going on over here. They're eating birds that empire would never get an extra on. Malika, what is this? Apparently, now that there's a base of Migdash, Kohanim are allowed to eat nevelas. So you'd think that the dinim and nevela betrefa doesn't apply to a Kohen. So tishrei nami nevela betrefa. Gamashmala, no such luck. V'chein ta'aseh. Then continues the posik after telling us about these strange, chitetat ha-migdash, v'chein ta'aseh b'shiva b'chodesh. Now come on, this is really that. Shiva b'chodesh, that's already crazy. You can't tell me that's doing something that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Mi'ish shogeh u'mipeti. V'chibartem et ha-bayit. So now there's like a new Yom HaKippurim in the 7th of Nisan. What is that? V'chibartem et ha-bayit. So first of all, what's b'shiva supposed to be? Couldn't be. 7th of the month. B'shiva, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You know what b'shiva means? B'shiva, this refers to the dinim of Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur. And what it means is that if you have Shiva Shvatim Shechatim, remarkably, one of the main sukkahs in Hurias, about the, if you recall, the machlok is about whether we go according to the Shevet, we go according to the overall Tzibur, revolves around the Korbanos in Ezra that were brought when he rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara learns over there was indeed supposed to be Bechaper on the equivalent of Haraz Bezdin. And the Gemara says it can't mean literally because it was the Haraz Bezdin, so on and so forth. For Avodah Zarah that they had done during the time that they were in Bava. That it was part of the changeover, the Kapora, for the whole story of Purim, and what had been done in the Seudais, the statue of the Nebuchadnezzar, and so on. So here too, remarkably, what we need to address, the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, is the dinim of Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur. So b'shiva, says Rabbi Yochanan, means that even if you only have 7 shvatim that were chayte, who are maybe just 20% of the Tzibur, maybe almost the entire Tzibur is from Yehuda, you have 7 other shvatim that were chayte. So you'll say, I mean, they're a miyuk. Din is from here, you see. Afal pisha ein ruba shokal. That's the pshat meish. Pet shogeh v'peti. What shogeh v'peti? Shogeh is you make a mistake. A peti is peti yamin l'chol davar. Those are the idiots that believe bezdin. So because of that, if you have 7, then even though you have a shogeh and a peti, the tzibur brings. If you don't have 7, then the tzibur doesn't bring.
Number of
tribes. Right. Rove of the Shvat.
I think states versus popular vote.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So this is what the Gemara is going to develop now. Very special halachas that I learned from here. So first of all, b'shiva means that 7 Shvatim are considered to be Rubo Shel Kahal. In terms of Shvatim, Ava Pishen Rubo Shel Kahal in terms of population. And then when it says B'chodesh, what is that referring to, Rabbi Yochanan? That is referring to Chidush, not Chodesh. Imchichu. So they came up with a chiddush in Pesach. And they said, this chaylev, this type of chaylev is mut. So then, use me'ish shogeh mipeti. This teaches you that there's 2 inyanim. There's the shigaga, behira of bezdin. And then there's the ptoim, the peti that believed it and acted upon it. And that's malamish im chayavim, ela al elim davar, im shiyad maaseh. But if people didn't do it, then there's no chiyev. Anyway, this is a small sample. We're going to see some more. But a small sample of the craziness of the psukim in Yechezkel, that you have to really be very creative to understand what he's talking about. Says Rav Yudah Merav, Zechor Oto Ha'ish L'Tov. There was one man who dedicated himself to working out this book. And that was Hanina ben Chizkia. Hanina ben Chizkia, Shema. She Umalei, who, if it hadn't been for all the work he did to interpret Sefer Yechezkel, he never would have made it. Nignat Sefer Yechezkel. Because, I mean, look at these crazy psukim. They all steer us to the Torah. I mean, what is some kind of weirdo who comes up with an idea that there's going to be an Isser Nevel of a Treifus? I mean, there's a limit to ignorance. You know. So now... So therefore, we would have said, how can we incorporate this in the Holy Writ?
Is that a lovely or would it
work? Well, either, whatever, but it's certainly, I mean, there's no way that we can expose this to the tzibur. I mean, what if it's a, what if it's a stira? If it was a stira, then Enochinami, we would destroy his Nevi'ahs, obviously. Ma'asa, what did he do, this wonderful Chadida ben Chizkia? He was Ela Shalosh Meis Garbe Shemen, brought up 300 barrels of oil to keep those midnight lights going and the salad oil flowing. And it was Yoshev Be'aliyah Vidarsha. He was Derish the Sefer until they saw its tremendous Chochmanim. Omer Rabbi Shimon, interestingly enough, Rabbi Shimon is really based also on Sefer Yechezkel. This is all discussion. It's based on Sefer Yechezkel. Tana Rabbana, very, very weird pasuk again. Ve'efa lapar, ve'efa la'ayil yase mincha. Efa lapar, what crazy. How do par take an entire efa for a mincha? And, I mean, and even if you want to say, they use the word efa for shalosh esrogim, let's say, instead of 10. I mean, it can't be the same efa that is good for a par and an ayil. There's different amounts that you bring for a par and an ayil. So, v'chimid, what are you saying? Eifelapah, v'eifelapah, yase, mincha. V'lakvasim, kasher tasig yado, v'shemen hin leifah. Omer, Rabbi Shimon, what is this? V'chimidat parim ve'elim achati. How do you explain this? Epe minchas porim is 3 esronim. Elim is 2 esronim. So what is it telling me? Must be that it means the required measure. That's all it means. So then why? So you're not telling me anything. What are you saying, Eifelaparve? If, in other words, it's a non-specific measure. Whatever is appropriate for what you need. It's a fa would be this size. It's a fa would be that size. So then, I mean, that's a completely meaningless statement then, no? Ah, says Rabbi Shimon, I'll tell you what it means. What it means is, if you're going to be bringing, when it says kasher tasig yado, what does that have to do with Eifel Apar, Eifel Ayel, and then say, v'lakvasim kasher tasig yado? The point is that it's telling me that the Eifa is essential to be able to afford. That's what it's saying. And therefore, Ela, Sheima, Yula, Hem, Parim, Merubim. Let's say you got a lot, but you don't have the Eifa. V'lo Yunusachim. Better to bring Yaviu Parachad with its appropriate Nisachim. That's the point. Always bring the Eifa. Kasher Tasid Yado. The Mida that is appropriate is essential. So better to bring a parachad together with nisachim, and don't bring kulam below nisachim. So I'm not coming to tell you a chiddush in what to bring and what the eifa is. I'm telling you, darn well make sure there's an eifa, meaning whatever measure you're going to need. So limit the carbon that you're bringing according to your ability to supply the appropriate eifa. Beautiful, dear. Vima yulam elim rubim v'loyalem eifatam. You don't have the appropriate amount to bring of the elim. So memela yaviu ayelachad ve'efato v'lo yikarvu kulam b'lo efot. More important to do that than to bring without the appropriate nisachim. Now, before we learn this Mishnah, it is appropriate to look inside the Chumash at the two parshiyos that we just mentioned briefly, which was Torat Kohanim in Emor, and which was the parsha of the Musafim in Pinchas, because we have two different confusing sets of korbanos that need to be brought for Atzeret, for Shavuot. Let us take a look in Torat Kohanim. And we're in Parshat Emor, which is Perek Chof Gemo, Pasuk. Let's start at the beginning, Pasuk Tetvav. After all, we're in the middle of Sfira. Usvartem lachem imochorat ha-shabbat. Miyoma v'yachem et omer ha-tnufa sheva shabbatot v'mot yena. Ad imochorat ha-shabbat ha-shevi'it tisperu 50 yom. And on that day, crafted mincha chadasha l'Adonai. Mimoshvotechem taviu lechem tnufa shtayim. Shnei esronim solat tihiyena. Now there we go again with that tihiyena word. And that's going to play a role in our sugya. That means something is ma'akev over here. It's got to be what it is. V'ikraftem al halecha. Now, what exactly al halecha means, we'll have to see. Shivat kvasim tmimim b'nei shana upar ben bakar echad ve'ilim shnai. These all are iyu olal adonai u'minchatam v'nizkeyem yisher reach techoag adonai. So this was the problem, because elim shnayim yiyu olah is again ma'akev. And in this parasha, if this is what the Mishnah was referring to, how could we say that they're not ma'akev? If it says beferish yiyu. Therefore, this parasha, the korbanot, are ma'akvim. One of them. Now, besides that, there are also asitab si'iri zimechad lechatad u'shnei chvasim v'neshana lezevach shelamim. So this is the special korban that we call all over, the only in the entire Torah, the only shelamim, that is a shelamim, that has a din of kodshei kodoshim, that is brought by the tzibur, and that's zivche atzeret. These two kvasim that are brought together with the lechem, v'nifa kohen otam alechem abikurim, t'nufa lifnei Adonai al shnei kvasim, kodesh yul Adonai lakohen. This pasuk is also extremely important, because what this shows us is that the two kvasim, despite the fact that before it says, and when it opened up in pasuk yudchet, v'ikraftem al halechem shivat kvasim, and so on and so forth, these two kvasim that are shlamim have a unique relationship to the lechem that the others don't have. Only these two have a tenufa with the lechem, al shnei kvasim. The other korbanos, all of the olot that are mentioned in the first pasuk, and the single chatat that's mentioned in the second pasuk, are not brought together at the same time, the tenufa together with the kvasim. So what do we mean by al halechem remains to be explained. Now, what are you saying? Al halechem. By the opening pasuk in Yudchet remains to be explained. Now, let us turn to Parshat Pinchas. And here we have a very different story. Please keep your finger on the first one, because there's going to be some fascinating comparisons that we need to make. In Pinchas, we're in Bamidbar Chof Chet, and we're in Pasik Chof Vav. Uviyom habikurim v'akrifchem mincha chadasha l'Adonai b'shvotechem. This is the very Shtei Alechem that we just discussed back in Torat Kohanim. Mikra kodesh yelachem kom alechet avodah lo ta'asu. V'yikraftem ola l'reach nichoach l'Adonai porim b'nei v'kor shnayim Ayel Echad, Shiv'ak Vasim B'nei Shana. Now let's turn back and see how these stack up one against the other. Here it says, in Yudchet, back in Torat Kohanim, V'ikraftem al alechem, Shiv'at kvasim t'mimim. Now that's the same, that's right? Shiv'at kvasim. In both cases, Shiv'at kvasim. Upar ben bakar echad, here it says, Parim ben bakar shnayim. Ve'elim shnayim, Elim shnayim back in Torat Kohanim, becomes Ayel Echad. So now, the Parim switch to two, and the Ayel switches to one in Pinchas. Whereas the Elim were two, and the Par was one in Emor, correct? Now, these might be alternative. In other words, maybe you can substitute an extra Ayel for a Par, or a Par for an Ayel. And then they would be the list, basically the list, look, it's a big coincidence, it's the same number of animals. Exactly. The only difference we see is whether we have two of the parim or two of the elim. But there's another very serious difference. The order is completely opposite. Because if you take a look in Torat Kohanim, it has the Shivat HaKvasim all the way at the beginning, the craft of Shivat Kvasim, followed by Par, followed by the Ayel. And here, in Pinchas, it's got the Parim and the Ayel first, followed by the Shivat Kvasim. Now that is also very indicative of some fundamental difference in approach that is besides the overall number. So that too needs to be taken into consideration. So now let's take a look, as our Mishnah continues, the interrelationship of these various korbanot with the lechem. Hapar va'elim v'hakvasim v'hasair. Now all of those are mentioned in the story of the lechem in Torah Kohanim, are not ma'akev the lechem, and the lechem is not ma'akev them. But the two kvasim that come together with the lechem, meaning the shlamim, there you have a different story. The lechem is actually ma'akev et kvasim. So if you don't have the shtei lechem, you cannot bring the zifrei shalmei tzibur, but the kvasim are not ma'akev the lechem. So you don't have the zifrei shalmei tzibur, the lechem is still kedusha. So says Rabbi Akiva. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, you have it exactly backward. Lo, ki ela ha-kvasim ma'akvim et ha-lechem. It's the other way around. If you don't have the kvasim, then the lechem isn't kodesh. But if you don't have the lechem, you still bring the kvasim. And ha-lechem, eino ma'akev ha-kvasim. Because look, kein matzinu kishor yisrael ba-midbar ba-im shana. What do you think went on all those 40 years? They obviously couldn't have brought the shtei ha-lechem. They weren't growing any lechem, or it was something that which it says kitavo. So it's not shayach to be saying that there was a shtei lechem in the midbar. It's a little bit of a machlokas. Rashi tells us. Rashi says they didn't have lechem in the midbar. Tosfos points out that they did, and dafka the lechem aponim was brought in the midbar, so they don't have lechem. But they didn't have this lechem because of the kitavo, which Rabbi Akiva doesn't darsh, and therefore doesn't have this problem. So as Rabbi Shimon points out, the entire 40 years, they must have been bringing all the karbonis, but they weren't bringing a lechem. So why would it be different? When they come into Eretz Yisrael, they're mitchayev to bring the lechem. Now all of a sudden, you think everything changes. It's exactly like that. It continues on like that. Afkan, yikravu, kvasim, below lechem, like they did for 40 years. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, you should know that Ben-Nanas is right, but he doesn't know why he's right. Halacha k'divrei Ben-Nanas, but what he said is right is completely wrong. Ein tam k'dvarav. The tam is not like what he's saying at all. The truth is that only the karbanos that are mentioned in Pinchas were brought in the midbar. All of the karbanos that are mentioned in Torah Kohanim, none of them were brought in the midbar. And therefore, Israel, well, what did they do with that shtei lechem? They still must have brought it. It's not true. They were brought specifically. Mimoshvotechem taviu vikraftem al alechem. These things were all based on Miyoma v'yachem et omer ha-trufa. They did not apply the chlal in the midbar.
Well, so what the words? Because there's
no mention. No mention at all. So this, the entire Pinchas, there wasn't a shtei lechem. And therefore, his reasoning is wrong. Misha bo la'aretz kavu elu ve'elu. When they came, that's when the entire thing went into effect. So why then do I say that he's right? Mipnei mani omer yikavu kvasim below lechem. Very simple. The kvasim, the dam of the kevis, is mata the kevis, like every korban. Why would the lechem be ma'akir? The lechem, on the other hand, doesn't have the matir. The matir of the lechem, as we'll see where he knows, the matir of the lechem is its linkage to the kvasim. So if you don't have kvasim, you're not going to be able to have the kedusha on the lechem. There's an interesting kasha of Tesis over here that drives everybody crazy, which is why in the world isn't an answer for it. Why don't we ask over here, why is Rabbi Shimon paskening Hilchas HaMashiach? Rabbi say, I must tell you that I find it to be such an obvious answer that I cannot begin to understand what's wrong. The reason he has to pasken is because he's trying to say, not halacha, the sense of Hilchas. Halacha meaning the truth is like bananas, but not because of why he says it. Then he goes to explain, why do I say that? This is my shita. It's not coming to me psak halacha. It's saying, I agree that the halacha is that way. Doesn't mean I'm telling you the psak. You see clearly that he says, that it isn't coming to say a psak. He's coming to give you his opinion. The way that you say he's right, but not because of what he said, is by saying, yes, that's the halacha, in my opinion, but not because of what he's saying. You never say, Hilchas HaMashiach means I'm not supposed to discuss it. Yozer Mashiach means don't give a psak halacha. Don't give a psak halacha between two shitas. I'm telling you what I think the halacha is. What's wrong with that? That's what you're supposed to do. All discussions are benegim. That's what a boy. Exactly. This is what I think the halacha is. No, I never would have said it if it wouldn't have been to end with the words, but not for his reason. Okay, anyway. Sorry, but I just couldn't resist them. Now you'll notice that was our opening pasuk that had the Shivat HaKvasim to be Mim Bnei Shana, Par Ben Bakar Achad, Elim Shnayim, all of the list of Olot. Choval Alechem. Okay, whatever that is, it has to be brought. Choval Alechem. So then what are you telling me? A minute later, you say, Shivat Kvasim to be mean. If you want to tell me that these Shivat Kvasim are what is brought on the lechem, then what you say is, V'ikraftem Shivat Kvasim to be mean, and so on al lechem. First say, Kraftem al lechem, whatever. And then you say, Shivat Kvasim to be mean. If it was al lechem, it could have been Shiva also. A different source of the deal. But the mashma'ut here is that they stand on their own. They are a set of their own. The Shivat Kvasim.
Separate from
the lechem. So there you're telling me Alfa Bishayin lechem. So what are you telling me al lechem? Him came matam lomar al lechem. Melamed shalom nitchayvu bekvasim. Godim shnitchayvu belechem. That goof is coming to tell me that there was no chiyav in the midbar. Because there was no chiyav on the lechem, there was no chiyav of these karbonis at all. That's the pshat v'kraftam al lechem. The thing goes into effect, al lechem. That's the linkage. But as far as the actual linkage, if you're chayav already in both, there is no linkage here. Rabbi Akiva Omer, look, if you look at the two parshas, you could think that maybe it's the same group. Maybe the Shivat HaKvasim and the Musaf are the same Shivat HaKvasim that are here. There's no difference between them. So, Yochol Ein Kvasim HaAmurim Kan, Ein Kvasim HaAmurim B'chumash B'kudim. Well, now wait a minute. I mean, if you add up the entire picture, it doesn't look the same at all. Because Kishata Magia, it's a Parim Ve'elim, they're different numbers. It's 2 to 1 and 1 to 2. So, Einanheim, obviously, they're not the same list. Therefore, must be that the list in Torat Kohanim are as implied. I mean, the list in Pinchas are as implied in Musaf, that are born Beglal Atzman. And the list in Torat Kohanim, which was Al Halechem, that's the point. They're born Beglal Halechem. In which case, Nimtza, Masha Amur, Bechumash Apkudim is Karev Bamidbar, Umash Amur Betorah Kohanim, Lo Karev Bamidbar, because it wasn't Al Alechem. But maybe it is the same. Maybe it's just the Purim, the Elim are not the same. Love Inu, but maybe the Kvasim are the same. Or Kvasim Inu Ninu. Nah, come on. I mean, it's a list of things. Bidahane Ishtanu, Hani Nami Ishtanu. But wait a minute, you don't really know that they were Ishtanu. Maybe it's just offering alternatives. So how do you know the Parim ve'elim mimai de Ishtanu? Maybe the Torah is giving you an option. In other words, Iboy, you could bring a par and shneilim with your 7 kvasim, likarev. Or if you want, Iboy, you could bring 2 parim and 1 aisle. So one of those karbanas can be switched, either a par or a aisle, depending what's available. And then the 7 kvasim are the same. Ah, but you see, here the order becomes very important. If the idea was that the kvasim are meant to be introduced with these parim and elim, and you can introduce them one way or the other way, then you'd be right. But since it goes out of its way to be magdim the kvasim, so it's obviously not the same list. It's not telling me this is another alternative to bring these kvasim. If it was saying that, it would be absurd to put the kvasim first before the other alternative of bringing with the kvasim. So you see clearly, this is an entirely different list. Shema mina achrine nino, in order to make certain that we don't confuse the one thing in common with each other, which is the Shivat HaKvasim, the Torah B'davka puts it in a different order. You should understand, you've got two totally different avodas here. One that revolves around Atzmam, meaning the Kiddush of the Chag, the Ma'ed, and those are the Musafim. The other, which it happens to be, that the day of bringing the carbon of the Shtei Alechem is Shavuos. But these carbonas are coming, Glal Alechem, as the Gemara puts it. Okay, now we get to the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva as to whether the kvasim are ma'akev the lechem, or whether the lechem is ma'akev the kvasim. So, Alechem me'akev et akvasim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Where did he get this from? My time with Rabbi Akiva. Gomar yihiyu mitihiena. Look how clearly it is. Right there, in Torat Kohanim, it says beferesh that the sola tihiena, referring to the lechem terufat shtayim, sola tihiena, and there it says, ve'nifa koheno otam, al lechem abikurim terufa lifnei Hashem, al shnei kvasim, kodesh yihiyu la'Hashem la'kohen. Perfect. Kodesh yihiyu la'Hashem la'kohen. That's telling you that this is what you need in order to have this. Is that what it's saying? So that if there is a tihiyena, so then it's the lechem, you have the yula kohen. You don't have the tihiyena, you don't have the yula kohen. And Nana says, on the contrary. Why would you compare those? Why not compare yihiyu to yihiyu? That's what you should compare. So we have by the seven kvasim, yihiyu ola la'Hashem. Makes much more sense, does it not, to learn out the two words that are similar of yihiyu. So we started out with our first sikraftim al alechem, elim shnayim, yihiyu ola la'Hashem. Okay, that's perfect. And then we have ve'nifa kohen otam alecha v'bikurim, yihiyu la'Hashem la'kohen. No, what's it referring to? Kvasim. The essence is the kvasim, not the lechem tiyena. Mal alan kvasim, afkan kvasim. There you go. Hey, that's a very good point. So, benanas? I mean, does it make sense to learn tiyena? Maybe learn both even, as Tosis points out. So why not say that if you have the lechem, then you have the kvasim, and if you don't, you don't? Mal alan lechem, afkan lechem. Well, come on, how can you compare? You have an option of learning yiyu. You're going to learn it from tiyena. Does that sound the same to you? You and Tiyana? Different words? Ah, come on, my nafkamina, you know it doesn't matter if they're different words. Hatana devei Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava kohen u'bar kohen, zeo shiva, zeo bia. I mean, you can use something that doesn't sound at all the same. And it's a perfectly valid gzera shava. So what are you telling me? I'm stuck with learning yiyu. I can't learn yiyu from Tiyana.
Isn't that a grammatical?
Yes, exactly. Here it's more. Here it's an entirely different word. Answers the Gemara, as it always does to this question. All that Rabbi Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel is pointing out is that a gzera shava only needs to be comparable in meaning. It doesn't need it to have an exactly same structure. But where is that if you don't have an option of having the exact same word? But eicha deicha dadamilai? Tainis bananas, if you have an option to learn it from the exact same word, then midadamile yalfinan. So why indeed does Rabbi Akiva not learn it out from yiyu? Leilav yiyu mi yiyu. Because, and here what becomes important are those closing words of the yiyu in terms of what? In terms of the kohen, is the way it's put. Kodesh yiyu la'Hashem la'kohen, correct? Okay, then, take a look at the context. Eze udavo. We'll take a look at I skipped. Donin davar shematanala kohen. Midavar shematanala kohen. You're going to take the EU, that's a reference to Korbanot Olot. You're going to use that EU to compare to EU that is going to the kohen. It doesn't even make sense. That EU can't go to the kohen. The Olot is going to go completely to the Mizbeah. How could you possibly think it means that? The only possible way of comparing it is to the lechem. The lechem, indeed, is tiyena. It's kodesh, la'kohen. And it is necessary, as I hold, in order to bring the kvasim that are la'kohen. And la'shem, of course. So therefore, it makes sense to learn it from there. So therefore, la'fukihani, as opposed to the korbanos that are being brought al lechem, those are olot. Or, you know what, maybe forget about the Gezer Shava. Take the simple meaning of the pasuk. Iboy tema, bikra gufe kamiflage. They're gufa arguing how to read that pasuk. Kedesh yiyu la'Hashem la'kohen. Now, what does that mean? Rabbi Akiva says, you tell me what that yiyu is referring to. That there's got to be something that's kula la'kohen, huh? La'kohen? What's la'kohen? Tezu davar. Shekulo la'kohen. Aviyomezelech. Says bananas. Well, it doesn't say kulo la'kohen. Does it say that? It says, Miktiv Kodesh Yula Kohen. It says, Kodesh Yula Hashem La Kohen. So that means it's got to have now, Miktzato La Hashem, U Miktzato La Kohen. So what do you think it's referring to? The kvasim. That's the ikar, not the lechem. So ezeu davar shemiktzato laHashem umiktzato laKohen. That's only the kvasim. How could you read the pasuk otherwise? Says Rabbi Akiva, very possible. I'll tell you how I read it otherwise. The pasuk says, Kodesh yiyu laHashem laKohen. You should be reading it. Kodesh yiyu laHashem vilaKohen. You're claiming it's a reference to something that's chelek legavaya, the emurim of the keves, and chelek laKohen, which is the basar. And therefore it's saying that's what's ma'akim. No way. Because if it would have said that, it would have needed a vav. So miktiv kodesh yiyu laHashem vilaKohen. It says kodesh yiyu laHashem laKohen ktiv. That is, Rav Huna pointed out what those kind of words mean. It means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kena it, but he was kena to give it to the Kohen in its entirety. So what is it referring to? Yeah. Referring to the lechem. Aporim vaylim vakvasim ena ma'akvim zetze. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im ayu lahem parim rubim, v'lo ayu lahem nesachim, yavi par achad nesachad, v'lo yakrivu kulam palo nesachim. Ani, parim uchvasim in the Mishnah, what are you referring to? Yilai medachag, it says beferish kemishpat, it says kemishpatam, k'divu ela, what are you referring to? Rosh Chodesh, or atzeres, and chumash apkudim. There are no the Elim, there are no Elim. So Elim, the Hecha. Ida Anu, it's Ayo. If you're going to tell me it's Atzeret in Torah Kohanim, where there are two Elim, it can't be that they're not Ma'akiv, because they are. As it says before, you are Lo Lashem. So what are we going to do? Le'olam the Atzeret the Torah Kohanim. But what it means is, Lo Elim the Torah Kohanim. Ma'ak velo le'ayel the chumash apikudim, velo ayel the chumash apikudim. Ma'ak velo le'elim the Torah Kohanim. So does that make sense? I mean, the Purim afilo adodi lo ma'akve, whereas the elim is only da'achud lo ma'akve. But inu ar ma'akve, you're using the word ma'akve in different ways. That's true. Tana mili mili katani. How do you understand the pasuk v'yom hachodesh par ben bakar tmimim v'sheshet kvasim v'ayel tmimim yiyu? Where does that korban come from? What do you mean par? Mata v'lomar par? L'vishnemar v'torah parim for Rosh Chodesh. Minayin. Ola l'Hashem parim b'nei bakar shnayim, it says. Minayin she'im lo matza shnayim to bring par. Talmud Lomar and Yechezkel, B'yom HaChodesh Par, Ben Bakar. And Shishak Vasim, whoever heard of Shishak Vasim? Ma Talmud Lomar, Lefi Shekatuv Batorah. Since in the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Shecha Shechem Takriva Ola Lashem Parim, B'nei Bakar Shnaim V'ayel Echad Kvasim B'nei Shana Shiv'a, so Shiv'a, Minayin Shiv Lo Matzah Shiv'a, Yavi Shisha, Talmud Lomar, Sheshet. ומנין שאם לא מצא שישה יביא חמישה, חמישה יביא ארבע, ארבע יביא שלושה, שלושה יביא שניים, down to אפילו אחד, תלמוד לומר, ולכבשים כאשר תשיג ידו. So if it says, כאשר תשיג ידו, what do you need? שישה כבשים, ששת, שצא, כבשים לומלי, וכמה דאפשר להדורי, מהדרינן. ומנין שמעקבים זה את זה, תלמוד לומר, יהיו. Amimim yihiyun. Ko amar Hashem Elokim b'rishon v'chad l'kodesh tikach par ben bakar tamim v'chiteta tamigdash chatat. It's an oila. Om Rav Yochanan ay v'zmir parsha zo Eliyo atid dorsha. Rav Hashem, what's the big problem over here? What Eliyo? We're all mekayim this pasuk. Miluim yikrivu b'mei Ezra. Omrim Yochanan Vezmir, Parsha Zoeli, Yoatita Dorsha, Ravina Omar explained it very poshut. Kohani mitzrichle. Sarka dat Ravina Ovi shtrim alika legabayu. Tishtrei nami nevela v'treifa. Kamash v'la. V'chein ta'ase b'shiva v'chedesh mi'ish shogeo mi'peti v'chipartem et abaye. B'shiva. Om Rav Yochan refers to Shiva Shvatim. If they were caught to Afa Pishen Ruba Shokal, it's still considered to be Mechayev Apar Pe'elam Dover. And Bechaydesh means Im Chichu, V'omru Chelev Mutar, and Mi'ish Shogel Mi'peti is Malamed, that you need both Shigigat Ara'ah and the Peti who is Eiseh, She'im Chayavin Ela Alehelim Davar Im Shigigat Aba'aseh. Omri, if you know Merav, Zechor Oto Yishta Tov, V'chanina Ben Chizki Ashmo, She'om Aleihu Nignaz Sefer Yechezkel, She'ayu Dvarav Sotrim Divrei Torah, Ma'asa, He'ala Sholosh Meot Garbe Shemen, V'yoshav Ba'aliyah V'dorshun. Omri, Rabbi Shimon, Im Ayu Lahem Parim Merubin, then better to bring only what has an Eifa, its own amount. Tan Rabbanu, where does he get this from? Ve'fala par, ve'fala ayil yaseh mincha, ve'lakvasim kasher tasig yado, v'shemenin leifa. Omer Rabbi Shimon, what do you mean? How could it be an eifa both for par and an ayil? Whatever the eifa is, it's not the same. V'chidat midat parim ve'lim achati. Ela, what it's coming to tell you is, make sure you have the appropriate amount for each korban. Yeah, better to be maybe parachad unisachav than to use that money to buy more parim without nisachim. Better than loyikarvu kulam below efot. A par of elim like vasim vasir ein ma'akvin et alechem v'lo alechem ma'akvan. But when it comes to the kifse atzeret, alechem ma'akevet akvasim, but in akvasim ma'akvinot alechem, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Azzai, exactly the opposite. Lo, yel akvasim ma'akvinot alechem, alechem in ma'akev akvasim, shekein matzino, kishayu yisrael ba'midbar ba'im shana, kovu kvasim b'lo lechem, zafkan, yikovu kvasim b'lo lechem. Omer Rabbi Shimon, look, the alocha is kidivrei ben nanas, avo ena tam kidvorav, shekol amur b'chumash apkudim korot b'midbar, v'chol amur b'torat kohanim in korot b'midbar at all. But mi shabal laretz kivu elu v'elu, so why then do I say, b'bnei man yomer, yikarvu kvasim b'lo lechem, b'bnei shakvasim matirim et atzmam, v'lo halechem b'lo kvasim, she'en lo miyatirenu. Tona Rabbanan, v'ikraftem al alechem, that's choval alechem. Shivat kvasim to be mim, then you say, avim shein lechem. How do you understand that? Im ken matam, lomer al alechem. Melamed shelo nitchayvu b'kvasim while they were in the midbar. Kodim yishitchayvu b'lechem after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva omer, look, yochol, that ain't any kvasim amurim kan in Emor, are the same kvasim amurim b'chumash apkudim. But then, Amr, Kishatama Gietzu Parim Veidim. They're different numbers. Obviously, eight and eight. Must be that Halolu are born Beglal Atzman, and Halolu are born Beglal Alechem. That's the point. Al Alechem. Nimtza Masha Amur Bechumasha Pkudim Korei Bamidbor. Masha Amur Betorat Konim Lo Korei Bamidbor. Wait, how do you know? Maybe only the Parim Veidim Lavinu, but the Kvasim, which are exactly the same, Shivat Kvasim, maybe Inoninu. Nah, come on. Midani ishtani ani namidachrine. But maybe the others are also not ishtani. Maybe the poor and veilim, mi maidi ishtanu. Demochi komarachmana. I boy par vishnei min mikore. I boy shnei porim vayelachat likore. Well, midishne sidran, shma minachrine nino. Ralechem akevet akvasim. My time at Rabbi Akiva, gomar yihiyu mitihiena. Mal alan lechem. Afkan lechem, ubenanas, gamar yiyu, miyu, mal alan kvasim, afkan kvasim. Why didn't benanas nami neilef miti yena to say mal alan lechem, afkan lechem? Because danim yiyu, miyu, ain't danim yiyu miti yena. Why? My nafkamina? Oh, tanan v'ra bishmal, v'shava kohen, v'boa kohen, zeo shiva, zeo biya. That's only echad alek at the damulay. Aval echad, yik at the damulay. Me the damulay alfinan. So Rabbi Akiva nami, leilef yi yu mi yi yu, and therefore learn that the kvasim are makiv alechem, instead of vice versa. Danim davar, shematana l'kohen, mi davar shematana l'kohen. What are you going to learn yi yu? In terms of all of those karbonas, those were all olot. Lafuki anid olot, you know. Therefore, it makes sense to learn the kvasim from the lechem. Viboyteima. Bikrogu fekamifla. Give that exera shova. Kodesh yu la Hashem lakohen. Give us over. Look, what could it be referring to with this yiyu? The only thing that is a dover shakula lakohen, havi omer ze lechem. Ubenanas. What do you mean? It doesn't say it. Entirely to the Kohen. Miktiv Kodeshu la Kohen. It says Kodeshu la Hashem and la Kohen Ktiv. Eze davar shemiksato la Hashem, miksato la Kohen. Avi omeh lo kvasim. So the kvasim are ma'akev. The lechem's not ma'akev. Rabbi Akiva. Miktiv Kodeshu la Hashem vila Kohen. It says la Hashem, la Kohen. That's kerevuna. Yom revuna. Kana o Hashem unetano la Kohen. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Good day, thank you, Mishnah.
Daf Mem Dalet on the base. Haporim v'ha'elim v'ha'kivasim inan ma'akvim ze'etze. So the various porim, elim, u'kvasim, it's not clear what this is a reference to. It sounds like it's a reference to the musafim, in which sometimes you'll have a multiple of porim, elim, and kvasim. The Gemara's going to go into the examination of the details here, and it doesn't work out as easily as one would think. So they are not ma'akev, which seems to say that in a musaf that involves these three types, these three species of animals, it doesn't matter if you bring all of them, if you bring some of them, you bring what you can. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hayu lahem parim rubi, v'lo hayu lahem nesachim. If you have a choice, is what it really means, although it's phrased in a way that's a little misleading. But if you have a choice of either purchasing enough of the parim to fill the quota, but in that case you wouldn't be able to afford the nesachim, then it's better to be avi par achad v'nesachim, or nesachav, bring a single par, use the extra money for the nesachim of the par, v'lo yakrivu kulam below nesachim, and don't bring all of them without the nesach. Which is a tremendous kiddush, because we know that you can bring the nesachim mikan v'rasar yomim also. There's no absolute requirement to have the nesachim brought together with the korban. Said, but Mashenkin, if you don't bring the korban, it's all by yom abotol korbanai. Certainly, mitzah hasvara, one would have thought the opposite of what Rabbi Shimon said. And in fact, he's chaylik on the chachamim in this. It's only his shita. And we'll see that he learns it out of Ramiz and the Pasuk. But Lamaisa certainly changes the conceptualization of the relationship of the Nesach to the Zevach, that there's even chance to be such a shita. One shouldn't think that because in the Sochim are Kravim with Ne'atzman, that therefore they serve the same purpose as when the Kravim are Zevach. And in fact, we saw Nafkamina's Halacha in terms of the time, even recently, we saw Nafkamina's Halacha just yesterday, when it's brought with the Zevach, when it isn't brought with the Zevach. So the relationship is a different relationship. Says the Gemara, what exactly are you referring to? Parim elim ukvasim. Now, let's just take the parim ukvasim for a moment, okay? Where do we have parim and kvasim? Well, we have in all of the various musafim that we have in Parshas Pinchas, we have parim ukvasim, no? I mean, elena the chag, so let's take Sukkis. Sukkis has indeed parim kvasim and elim. But the problem is that on Sukkot it says on every day, Either it says kemishpat, or it says kemishpatam. I mean, and that's like saying chukah. I mean, that's ma'akif. Is it Rosh Chodesh and the Atzeres? I mean, there's two parshas of Atzeres, actually, because in Emor, in Sefer Vayikra, we have a discussion of Atzeres, of Shavuos, which talks about the Shivat HaKvasim and so on that are brought together with the Shtei Halacha, besides the two Kvasim of the Zichri Shamit Sivur. So in order to identify which Atzeres we're talking about, you mean the Atzeres of Chumash HaPekudim, in other words, the Musafim. So the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh, the Musafim of Shavuos, you'll notice that it leaves out Pesach, and the reason it leaves out Pesach is for a very good reason, because by Pesach it says Yiyu, which is Ma'akev. So let's start off with Pesach. Sukkot, and we realize Kemishpat indeed is the same, but we're left...
It's left understood by Pesach, and they bother
speaking out. Yiyu is understood by Sukkot, is a problem of every day, because it doesn't say on every day Kemishpat. It says on the first day it says Yiyu, the other day it was Kemishpat. I would never want to clarify that Kemishpat is actually a reference to the same thing as the Yiyu. So once we already established that, okay, so it's not talking about there'll be no purpose in going into the Pesach. But Rosh Chodesh not says there's purpose in going into it. It doesn't say any word over there that is implies Ikud. So the Shaila is, maybe that's what you're referring to. It would be very nice, except for the fact that there are no ailing. There's an ayil that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. There's an ayil that's brought on Hatzaras. But there are no Elim. And the Mishnah says, pouring Elim u'kvasim, which is mashma, that you have a set of Musafim that consists of Purim, Elim, and Kvasim. The problem is, the only time you have that is on Sukkot. And on Sukkot, it says Kemishpat, or it says you on the first day. So what could it be referring to? So if you're talking about the Elim Dehecham, so which Elim are you referring to? Idahanu, the ones I just mentioned, Rosh Chodesh and Atzeres of Chumash HaPekudim, there aren't Elim. It's only an Ayel that you have of the Ayelu. Ela, therefore the reference in the Gemara, in the Mishnah of Purim Elim Ukvasim, it should say Ela, because now we're changing. Ela, the Atzeres Atzeres Kohen, what we must be referring to are the karbonas that are brought with the Shtei HaLechem that are mentioned in Vayikra and Parshas Emor, in which case, where you do have Elim, and the problem over there is that it says Havaya. It says Yiyu. Yiyu means that it is Ma'akev. So if you're talking about Chumash HaPekudim and Parshas Pinchas, where it does not say Yiyu, then you don't have two Elim. If you're talking about Atzeres in Emor, then you have two Elim, but it says Yiyu, which is Ma'akev. So it doesn't even make sense at all. It does make sense. The Olam that says that there is Karnim, it could indeed be referring to Emor. And what it's saying is like this, Hafikama, Lo Elim Torat Karnim Ma'akim La Ayel the Chumash HaPekudim Lo Da Ayel the Chumash HaPekudim Ma'akim Lo Elim to Torat Karnim. See, that works out very well. We have two different sets of Elim. We have the Elim that are brought with the Lechem, which is in Parshas Emor, and we have the Ayel that is brought with the Musafim. So altogether we have Elim. So what it's saying is, the difference, Elim are not marked from one or the other. So in other words, if you don't have, comes along Shavuos, you see you don't have enough Elim to bring for the Lechem. Fine. So bring the Ayel for the Musaf. You don't have enough for the Musaf, but you have two Elim. Okay, so then bring the two Elim for the Lechem. Don't bring the Ayel for the Musaf. They're two separate sets. Not to be confused, as we'll see later on. And the male, they're not ma'akev one on the other. Wait a second. But you said, the Mishnah says, Purim Elim Ukvasim, right? So now, when you're talking about Purim, Purim, there's no din of ikuva on Purim at all. One for the other, not ma'akev. Within the Musaf itself is not ma'akev. I mean, we do have Rosh Chodesh, Atzeres, Purim are not ma'akev. So when it says Purim are not Ma'akim, there it means within the set, it's not Ma'akim. Then you say Elim, you're talking about between the sets, it's not Ma'akim. What kind of strange way is that to set up a Mishnah? So the way that it's reading is Purim afilu arbadi lo Ma'akim, Elim of the sets Hocha and the set Hocha, who the lo Ma'akim? But Inu Ma'akim, they are Ma'akim on the other, isn't that a little funny? It is. Batana milim yilikatana. It's funny because you make the assumption that parim elim and kvasim is one thing. It's not. There are parim that are not makrim, says it. There are elim that are not makrim, says it. There are kvasim. Suppose I said it that way. You would think it's funny. I didn't say which ones. I'm not referring to all one thing. So fine, then it makes perfect good sense. That's what the intent of the Tana is, to say milim milim. Okay, now, the funny thing is, and this is fascinating, mamish fascinating, that the contents of the Mishnah, specifically, which, I mean, look, the contents of the Mishnah involve, like, you know, not things that are so innately interrelated. I mean, Rabbi Shimon's Maimer and these things about the Korbanos on Rosh Chodesh and Atzeret, they are all surrounding a single point in Sefer Yecheskel, which is very strange. Dafka, this Mishnah. So, Mamela, the Gemara starts analyzing now those psukim in Yecheskel that turn out to be central to understanding the concepts that the Mishnah raises. So, what it says in Yecheskel is like this: Uvayom HaKodesh. Uvayom HaKodesh refers to the Rosh Chodesh over there. The story was that it's talking about the special korbanos that are brought at the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that's how it begins. It talks about it's basically really a story of Miluim. It talks about the korbanos that the Nasi is going to bring. And then it says, Vayom HaKodesh, which is Stam, a din of Rosh Chodesh. So there it says that Tikach Parben, Bakart, Mimim, Vesheshes Kvasim, and so on and so forth. So, the problem is, if we look at this pasuk, there is no such karma. Now, it's Bayom HaKodesh, if it's a din specifically in Rosh Chodesh, so then it's not telling me the halachas of the Miluim. It's telling me that because the din of the Miluim in the other days was different. So the Bayom HaKodesh, the Chiddush, by the way, of the Bayom HaKodesh, is that the son of the Shtaipur has a sefer on Tanakh. She points out that the Chiddush is that you would have thought that, thank you very much, that the dinim of the Miluim are ma'akev. In other words, you haven't yet completed the chinuch of the Mizbeah, so maybe you don't bring the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh. Fine, so he says you bring the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, possible. But in any event, it tells us what to bring, and what to bring does not exist in the Torah. There is no carbon of a par and six kvasim. There's no such thing. There's two parim, and there's shiva kvasim. And, I mean, this is a very strange thing. Nowhere is there a carbon of shisha kvasim. I mean, so what exactly is this all about? V'ayot v'imim, you look you. Par, what's this par? Matam v'roma. I mean, it says in the Torah, two, and you're talking about one. So what is that? The fishanem arbitera parim. So the Chiddush of Yecheskel is, minayim shi'im roma tashnai mevi'achad. How do you know that you could bring only one if you don't have both? Which is basically the Mishnah. Parim in a makrim. Tamud lomar par. And why do you say shisha kvasim ma tamud lomar? Lafisha kosev b'tera shiva. It says in the Torah seven kvasim. Minayim shim lomar ta shiva yavi shisha. Tamud lomar shisha. Minayim shim lomar ta shisha yavi chamisha. Chamisha yavi arba'a, arba'a yavi shlosha, shlosha yavi shnayim. All the way down to echad. Tamad lomar v'lakvasim asher tasig yado. Bring what you can. So that if it says bring what you can, what's what saying six? So mi'akev v'chsiv. Okay. So why say shisha kvasim normally? So then don't say shisha. The kamadev shar la'adur im adminah. The Kiddush of the year is that you might think that there are two issues involved, the species and the number. The Torah one maybe would be Machadish, that look, Kasheta Sigyado, if you only have one, bring one. Okay, that's why should I bring one? Because the Torah wants you to bring a Kevins and the Mizbeah. But to say, if I can't bring seven, I should bring three. What's that, that's three? Who's to say that there's an Indian of being Marba more? Either I'm going to be Makai in the number, or I'm going to be Makai in the species. But there's no point in doing a little bit more. By the way, this thing comes up in numerous places. There's a very interesting Machlokas, Bamsha, Lagabi Hanukkah.
This is coming up soon, based on this issue. Suppose a person had sufficient oil to light, let's say on the third night, to light two candles. But he doesn't have enough to light three candles. So is it an Indian of Reboy, or is it an Indian of number? This is my focus in the acronym. Is there any point in lighting two if you're not going to be able to light three? It may be just light one in order to have the light. So it makes the same. I mean, of course, over there, there's a whole different issue that the number of there is specifically equivalent to the day. I mean, they relate it to this Gemara. Personally, I'm not convinced, but they relate it to this Gemara. So over here, you have a pasuk that is coming to tell me that there is an Indian of being marva stam. By the way, the same thing comes up also in the afternoon. I got a yesterday's Gemara, in which there's a din of mea brachas. So suppose you can't make mea brachas. Is an Indian to be marva brachas? Well, let's say a person is a timer, and he can't be mashma. Whatever, he doesn't have besamim to be mashma. Maybe there's not an Indian to be marva. The Rambam brings that la'olam you should be marva bebrachas hatzrichas. In other words, not to make a brachas and a tzricha in order to be marva. Which I mentioned, there is a shita. He goes out of course, it's no steer to the shita. You say if you're going to be mekayim mea, maybe I could even make a brachas and a tzricha in order to be mekayim the takana mea. But there is an Indian of riboy brachas. Oh, I wanted to mention to you, Barnea brought up the worry beads.
Yes.
And I found brought by the Rishayim, by the Achrayim, that a person should keep beans. And he should put beans, not beans. He should put a bean for every broker. That way you'll know that he has a...
As thick a string from you.
There you go. You're as thick as string. You already have a warranty.
Read them on the wedding column. What do you got?
Maybe they used to keep them on the Yarmulke, which explains the name.
Beans?
Of course, the rich people have got pearls and jewels.
Nothing on?
It says, "Look, Fasim Ashutasi Yado." It should be plural. You can't get one from that.
No. That's not necessarily true. Because like Vasim is a remiss to the min. As far as the min is concerned, whatever you
can. We don't read any other psuk in that way.
Because of the way we said it. It's the way it's said. This is the question always asked Rav. Rav always points out, over there you say it means a min, it's a reboy. But each one is the mekayma. I mean, of course, if the fear was like Vasim, fine. If it's good for coming to Tom and Kashir, that's the other. I mean, no matter how you learn, the Gemara is saying that. How do you know you can go out below after it's learning from Kawasa? There's no escape. But I'm saying it's not mine. Yeah, but it's clear from the context. But saying, look, as far as Kawasim goes, this is the way we're saying it. As far as Kawasim goes, whatever you can afford, I would understand that means effort. Okay, so now that comes to tell me already that there's an Indian of Ribui as well. And how do I know that they are ma'akif? Which is wild. We just said they're not ma'akif. I can say, how do you know they are ma'akif? So Rashi learns, how do you know they are ma'akif? If you have them available, they can be chuyif to bring more, and if you don't bring more, then you're not going to be yotze with bringing less. Which is a little bit odd. I mean, usually we don't do that. But Tosis brings that possibility. Another point that Tosis brings is that maybe this is gufa coming to Tommy Shalok or Rabbi Shimon. How do you know that you should use the money for more of the animals rather than for the nesachim? Or, third possibility Tosfos raises, how do you know that if there's a choice between bringing these karbanas and then you'd have to be mevatel the tamid shel ben harbayim, that you should bring these karbanas? Okay, but all of them are based on what you have available. So that oddity you don't get out of, and even with Tosfos' other alternatives. Okay, so there's still a yihiyu. Now look at this other strange question. Kolamar Hashem Elokim, Berishon de'achad la'kodesh, tikach par ben bakar tamim, v'chiteta et hamigdash. Now what is that talking about? There's a chatas on the first day of Nisan. What kind of chatas is there? The chitesa chatas. The parim that are brought on Rosh Chodesh are not chatas. It's the soya that's a chatas, not the par that's a chatas. Omer Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan, I don't know, I give up. Parsha Zui Liyol Ati Kudosh. Well, Yoah Navi comes, maybe it makes sense out of this parsha. It makes no sense at all. Rav Ashi Amar, well, what's the problem? Milui mi kribu b'mei Ezra, kederfi kribu b'mei Moshe. I mean, the whole story of Yechezkel is a story of Milui. It's talking about the rebuilding of Beis HaMikdash. So that story is a unique event. It's Kachi Shah. What's the Kasha? That there was a part that was brought as a Chatas in the rededication of Beis HaMikdash. Chayis learns that this doesn't mean literally that this happened, because we don't find any indication in Ezra that this happened. They talk about karbonis that were brought miluchet for the chinuch of the new Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos points out that this means, and it's clear, the whole Yechezkel is talking about a Beis HaMikdash that has not yet been built. Right. So the idea is that that Beis HaMikdash was meant to be the tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if we would have been zocher to that, ad yavaram v'ashem, ad yavaram zukanita, namely that ruuya Hoyu Yisrael le'asot lem nisim b'mei Ezra k'moshen asa b'mei Moshe, except the Gor Machet. But what would have been the Beis HaMikdash, we now call the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, would have been built b'mei Ezra together with all of these, you know, karbonis and so on. Because of the fact that we weren't ready for that, we never built the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And as the Rambam says, we incorporated a few elements of Yechezkel that were understandable, but Yechezkel's not really understandable. It's just the Rambam brings Parshat Avot and Ukos Beis HaBchira. You can't figure out what Yechezkel's talking about. So Memela, we couldn't really incorporate all of Yechezkel. These karbonis were also not given there, and instead what we did was we rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, essentially, with all of its chesedness, and even more, in a sense. So that what was supposed to be Gadol Yehabayit HaZem and HaRishon ended up being, and the Kliyam is a remez in a number of years, but in terms of the bias itself, it was a compromise, really, even of the first bias. So it was a very poor replacement for the Beis HaMikdash of Yechezkel. But what it means to be Bimei Ezra, it just doesn't mean literally, it means it was really to be mockery of Bimei Ezra.
You're saying the Beth Nebuah should have been a Chatzah. You're saying that when Nebuah said it was meant to be fully expressed, right, the words right, so it didn't have a kiyam,
but it will have a kiyam. It will have a kiyam, the Beis HaMikdash is a solution.
And that which was the
Gemara
is identifying as the
Kiyam
in terms of
Shanim,
etc.?
Yeah, he's just a famous. It's okay. It has to have some Kiyam in it. The same, we find that very often. There's always elements that can be Mekuyam one way.
The Gemara is intimating that since it could have been told, what was being said, it was offering the opportunity for my change to go.
Okay. I did say that. Yeah. Then we have to settle for less. And the Nebuah as well. Tani Ami Haki. Rav Yudah Omer, Parashah Zereliyo Ati Dadosha. We had the same conversation between Rav Yudah and Rav Yossi. Rav Yudah gave up the same way Rav Yochanan gave up. And Rav Yossi said to him, what are you giving up for? Milui Ikrivu Bimei Ezra Kederek Shikrivu Bimei Moshe. Omar Lo. So Rav Yudah said to him, oh, I'm so happy you told me that. Tanuach da'at kashi nachta da'ati. You know, this really made me crazy, this parsha. Now, there's another pasuk in Yechezkel that sounds as crazy.
It's a special case.
Yeah, it's kashi shah, basically.
And 7 and 2.
No, that's a different thing. That was a different pasuk. The Biyom HaChodesh, we understand to be a reference to Karbonis of Rosh Chodesh.
That is a regular din.
Right, yeah. That's a regular din. Yeah, there's a difference between, notice the difference in the pasuk. The pasuk that we darshan, the Rosh Chodesh says, Ubayom HaChodesh. The pasuk that we're darshaning of Miluim, it says, Berishon Be'achon HaChodesh. So it ignores Rosh Chodesh. It happens to be the first day of the month, but it's not saying B'yom HaChodesh. It's not the Yom of the Hiskachas. It's not reference to Korbonis of the Rosh Chodesh that we're saying. B'chol nevelot treifa min ha'ol min ha'beima lo yochlu ha'kohanim. Kohanim are not allowed to eat nevelot treifa. What kind of crazy pasuk would it be? Kohanim u'delo yochlu Yisrael akle. I mean, well, what does this mean? The regular Yisrael is allowed to eat nevelot treifa, but only the Kohanim have a special madrega of Kedusha, they can't eat the veils of traitors. Om Rabbi Yochanan, they parches Rabbi Yolat, throw it into the heap over there, I know what to do. Ravina Amar, Ravina says it's very poor, Shikoni Mitzrichale. You might think that since they're allowed, that's why it mentions the oath. Since the Torah is Matir Malika for a Kohen, Yisrael eats something that's Moluk, is Chayv on the Bela. So Mamela, is the Torah thing Matir Nevela? No, the Kohenim are not allowed to eat any Nevela. Now there's two ways of understanding that. Except for this, which is mitzvah sabekach, but it is in fact nevela, or this is not nevela. In other words, I'm being matir melika by oath and giving it a din of shkita, in which case you wouldn't be chayav not to listen to nevela. What about this pasuk? V'chein ta'aseh b'shiv'a b'chodesh mi'ish shogel mi'peti v'chifatem et habayit. Come on, this is totally wild. So you should do on the seventh day of the month. I mean, there's nothing special on the seventh day of the month of Nisan. From Ishogel Mipeti, it sounds like, something like maybe on Yom Kippur, somebody doesn't know Ishiti, some weird guy doesn't know what he's doing, you should bring some weirdo, and maybe one of these spiritual guys that they're preparing now for this purpose, and the Kipartemet Abayit, and then you make the bay is clean. What is this? Shiva, what's the Shiva? Omer Yochanan, the whole pasuk is a remnant. It means like this. B'shiva b'chodesh mi'ish shogel mi'peti. I'll tell you the end of the drush and we'll see how he puts them open, okay? He's learning like this. V'chein ta'aseh b'shiva, if you have a case where seven shvatim were chayzei, and in fact, this is a reference elsewhere, to the din that the Shvatim brought, this we did see in Ezra, they brought karbonas that were tikkun in the sense of Parhal and Dovash al Tzibur for the chet of Yisrael as a whole in various dinim from before the Golos. They brought that. And as we said, I thought in my most wife it was Avodah Zarah, why wasn't it a Sayer? And so the Gemara explains that it was a special halacha. But Lamaisa, the Chiddush of here is that seven Shvatim, even if they're not robe of the Tzibur, are considered to be robe of Yisrael. In which case, you're chayav to bring a par halam davar shel Tzibur, or Siri Avodis Kechavim. In a case where you were mechadesh, that's a bachodesh, where you were mechadesh dinim that were wrong, meaning that it was a tos and a horah, but only where Yishogel Mipet, only where people who could not have known better did the mice of Bishogeg. But if you just said a horah without a shigoga, a horah without shigoga maisa, is not mechayim fire on Bavishal Tzibur. And if the person should have known better and he wasn't a petty, so he wasn't semech on your horah, so it's also not considered. So now all the dinim over here of the Hilchas Hayurah, and that's what it's a reference to. So on the Yochanan Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, Abba Bishain Ruban Shalkaha, Chodesh means in Chichu. They said something, as they said a Hayurah. The Yomran, they said, for instance, the Chel of his mutter. And then, if it's the Ishogam Ipeti, Malame, Shein Chayavim Ela Al Helen Dover, Im Shigigata Maaseh, so then you're Chayav, you know that you're Yechetzko was where we have all of the Bechinas. You know, says, let's give a Bechina to the Kayanim. And starts asking, with a Shlishi, for the Kedesh, and with Tame from a Shlishi, for Truma, what would be the halacha? Even the Gemara goes wild. I don't know what. So the fact that we have these Rimzei Dinim that are very, very subtle and so on in Yechetzko is not surprising. He was an open attempt to include the various dinim that should be merumas lederes in a sefer. Omer Avinu Merab Zechora Torah Ish V'Tov. The Chananya should probably say this way. It's the same Chananya Ben Chizkiah that we had elsewhere. Probably it was the Aliyah Chananya Ben Chizkiah where they had the Yud Ches Dvorim. The years of the Marshals and the Chananya Ben Chizkiah. She'el Molayhu Nignas Sefer Yecheskel. If it wouldn't have been for him, we would have been going to Sefer Yecheskel. Now, the Ron explains that the meaning is we would have been gonades because of our inability to use it properly. In other words, it's not that we were chaylik on the acceptance of Sefer Yechezkel. First of all, it's like this. That Yechezkel was determined to be a Novi at the time and had never been Sefer Yechezkel, that's Vada. So in other words, we have a chiyuv to listen to Yechezkel. There's two problems over here. First of all, Yechezkel didn't write his own book. So the question is whether the book accurately reflects Yechezkel. I mean, you have to listen to everything in the book. That's one possibility. Or if you taina it was an acceptance of the Anshei Knesset Hagdola of the book as well, then the point of here is, this is really the way he's masked the whole thing, is that a book that can't be understood, and that is gerim people to have doubts about halachas and so on, it's better that we shouldn't have them reading it. So they would have been gerimizers. Now, again, it's very important to understand, I think, here in general, that Klal Yisrael's approach to Nevi'im and Ksuvim is extremely different than the Goyim's approach to the idea of the Bible. We don't have the Bible. We have Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Everything else is called either Divrei Kabbalah. That's the way all Chazal and the Rishonim always refer to Nevi'im. Divrei Kabbalah. In other words, we were Mekabel, these things. That they are accurate, but that Chas V'Sholom, they're not, there's nothing new in it. If there would be anything new, we would have to throw it out. There's nothing new in it. There's only ways in which it helps us to understand the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So what's defined as something that's reliable in terms of the Kedushin, Ksav, and so on, is the Etzem, the Rabbonim. In other words, the notion of a Bible is a Rabbonim concept, not a D'oraisa concept. So we're going to define Sefer Koheles as being yes good or not good. So that's really a question of can we relate it in terms of Kedusha or not? It could be that we accept that Shlomo HaMelech maybe was okay. We can relate it in terms of Kedusha, so we knock it out. We could have that. There's no such holy writ until we determine that this is the same thing we find by Esther, is that we have a question. Was it written Baruch HaKadosh? Not written Baruch HaKadosh. Is it Chachmas HaShem Shloimei? Or is it given over Baruch HaKadosh? All of these issues are not the way the Goyim look at it, as if, what Matthew says is the same as what Moses says. I mean, the Chas V'Sholom, we have no such concept. In fact, that concept itself is what has allowed there to be the acceptance of elements of Avodah Zarah, as the Rambam says. The whole issue of believing that there is such a thing as a Navi is only because of Kabbalah Satorah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu says, look, accept this guy because he spoke correctly, fine, the moment we see a remnant that he didn't speak correctly, as the Rambam says, it's no different than Shnei Edim. We don't believe two witnesses. We know that they're notoriously unreliable. Every psychological test for two witnesses shows that, I don't know what they're talking about, 5 minutes after the event. But the Torah made exeris hakosav. This is what I want you to do. Be noyeg this way, even if it's wrong. Okay, so the same thing is true of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Be noyeg even if it's wrong. The moment you'll find something wrong, throw it out. Kill the guy, as a matter of fact. He's your big leader. Take him out and kill him. So we don't have any room for compromises on Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah meaning Chamisha Chumshei Torah. No room for compromises on that. So therefore, the question of Chazal's determination, whether it's in terms of the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, or even if it's later, the determination what consists of Tanakh is not such a pella. It's only a pella to a Westerner who views, or to a secular person who views the Holy Writ as something that's all the same. So Mamela, they're only now they're deciding it's holy. So the whole thing is a joke. The only thing that's real to us anyway is Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Everything else is a gilui of the Ratz of Hashem out of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Nish is nish. Well, we don't have any hang-ups about throwing out the custom. It's a tremendously powerful thing, and it's what has served us to protect us from Avodah Zarah. Because every spiritual leader has got some kind of new spiritual insight. Yeah, why not? God spoke to him, and so on and so on. And he come up with the most mishugana. Next thing you know, you have the Book of Mormon. You're going to make up things as you go. Okay, so this is a beautiful Gemara. So we would have been gainers every Yechezkel, right? accept that. What did they do? Ma'asa, he'ala shalash me'ez garbe shemen, v'yashav ba'aliyah v'dosha. He sat there, and they had to bring him up 300 barrels of shemen, as he was working so hard over there. It took him a long time, day and night, and he was Danish, and it should at least be accessible and usable, and people shouldn't have to sit there and say, oh, we'll wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay. At least we have a general approach to Yecheskel. It's true that we can't use it, as the Rambam says. A lot of it is very sus, and we don't know exactly how to put it into effect. But at least it's not disturbing to people.
So when there were any problems with the Rambam himself in another situation...
With whom?
When 800 years ago they had problems, 900 years ago they had problems with the Rambam. When they went to Berkeley, what they should have done is could be going. They should have said, if we can't use it, it's not usable, there's something wrong here, put it away.
And the most is yeah, then it's a completely different issue. Once the Ashkenaz Gadol were makabel, if you learn the second Pirush of the Ran, so then they already, you're not allowed to burn it. It has to do shit. You're not being chelik on them. You're saying that it's not usable. I mean, the Rambam they were tying is apikorsis. Om Rebbe Shimon. Im hayu lahem parim rubim. Now, amazing. This also comes from Yecheskel. How does Rebbe Shimon know his halacha? Tana Rabban. The eifala par veifala ayo yaaseh mincha v'lak vasim kasher chasid yado v'shemen hin le'eifa. And what is that supposed to mean? Om Rebbe Shimon, what parim ve'vim achati, what does this mean? An eifa to a par and an eifa to an ayo. First of all, I mean, there's a deeper question. There is no such thing as an eifa that is brought for any of the korbanos. Because, I mean, what you take basically an isorin, right? An eifa is three sain. An enormous amount of, I mean, so that is just, okay, you could learn that it means to bring an eifa, and out of the eifa, to have the finest of the fine, and to keep refining through the nafot, we had 13 nafot, until you break it down all the way down to whatever limit you have. So in a tsunami, you could either take shalosh sain, you know, and take shalosh esrainim, or you could take even a two esrainim, and that would mean that for the lower amount, you'd have a finer flour. So it would be saying eifa. But what bothers us, says Taisvis, is the fact that it uses the same lashon for both. That bothers us. No, it's eifa lapar, eifa la'ayo. Seems to be saying there's a commonality. There's no commonality. The Torah keeps repeating again and again and again. How much to bring for a par, how much to bring for an aisle. I mean, every time it talks about korbanos, it goes to the same thing. They're different. So what are you saying they're the same? Eifel apar, eifel aisle. Doesn't that bother you? Therefore, what it's coming to tell you is that you have to recognize that whatever that eifel means, that an eifel could simply be a container. So whatever that container is, you should make sure that it's there. That's the pshat. V'lak vasim kasher tasid yado. In other words, if you have enough, im hayu lahem parim merubim, v'lo hayu l'nesachim, yaviu parachat v'nesachar, v'al yikrivu kulam b'lo nesachim. So what it's telling me is, better bring eifa la'ayim. Make sure that you've got that eifa, rather than to bring the alien. And when we talk about without the eifa, even though you'd be able to bring two. And when we say kasher tasig yado, kasher tasig yado means what you can afford for the nesachim. So don't go out and say, well, I can always make up the nesachim later, but at least I'll bring the karbanos. No, that's not true. That's tremendous finish. And that is the mocha here in the book. Mimayulam elim merubim, but you can't afford the eifa. You have the ayel echa. The eifa, so it's better to bring one ayel in the eifa. Lo yikarvu kulam b'lo eifa. Hapar v'ha'elim v'ha'kvasim v'ha'sa'ir ein ma'akim et halecha. Now, besides the various karbonas that we bring as musafim, which the Torah mentions in Parshas Pinchas, in Parshas Emor, it doesn't mention the musafim. It just says, bring zvachim, and doesn't explain what they are. But it does have a very long and detailed list of what to do on Shavuos. And on Shavuos, there are all types of korbanos that are brought. Purim, actually Par, Elim, we talked about the two Elim. The seven kvasim plus, those are Eilat. Then we have two additional kvasim that are brought, Agav the Lechem, which are Zipchei Shalmei Tzibur, which are the only Shlamim that are brought as a Karban Tzibur. And then we have also a Soyer that's brought as a Chatas. Even though these are brought together with the Shtei HaLechem and are not the same Karbanis as the Musaf, which we're going to analyze soon. Why? How do we know that? They're not Ma'akev as HaLechem, V'lo HaLechem Ma'akvam. So in other words, if you don't have the Shtei HaLechem, you still bring the Karbanis. If you don't have the Karbanis, you still bring the Shtei HaLechem. HaLechem Ma'akev et HaKvasim. However, the two Kvasim, what we said until now was the group of the Par, Elim, seven Kvasim, and the Soyer. But the two Kvasim that are brought special here and nowhere else, which are the Zifre Shalmei Tzibur, they in fact are Ma'ake, are Mu'uka Vayedei HaLechem, but the Lechem is not Mu'uka by the Kvasim. So if you don't have Kvasim, Ein HaKvasim Ha'akvim at HaLechem, you still bring the Shtei HaLechem. Give it Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, no, you have it backwards. Lo, Gela HaKvasim Ha'akvim at HaLechem, VaLechem Eino Ma'akev at HaKvasim. It's the other way around. If you don't have the kvasim, you can't bring the lechem. But if you don't have the lechem, you still bring the kvasim. Shekein matzinu kishayu yisrael b'midbar b'yimshal. Look, I mean, all those 40 years in the midbar, you couldn't bring shtei lechem because shtei lechem was only brought from Eretz Yisrael. So, nonetheless, there is mitzvah to bring these karbonis. I mean, why wouldn't they bring these karbonis? So they brought these karbonis. You're karbu kvasim below lechem. So, I mean, so when you come into Eretz Yisrael, same thing. You karbu kvasim below lechem. Says Rabbi Shimon, you should know that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. Halacha could be Rabbi Nanas, but not because of what he said, because he's wrong about what he said. The truth is, we did not bring those kvasim in the midbar, and shkol ha'omer b'chumish could incur the midbar. Only the musafim were brought in the midbar. Things that were mentioned specially in Emor were not brought in the midbar. B'chol ha'amur b'torat kanim lo haya karev b'midbar. Misha Bolaritz Karbu Elu Ve Elu. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they brought both. Don't think that there's a lineup of korbanos that can be brought either as Musafim, Purim Elim and Kvasim, or Purim Ayel Kvasim, or as the special korbanos for the Shalev. You have your choice. No. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they brought both. They brought the Musafim, and they brought a very similar set of karbanos, not exactly the same, because in one you have two parim and one ayil in the musaf. In the agav the lechem, you have one par and two ayilim. But they brought both sets. So why am I saying that he's right if he's wrong? For a completely different reason. Because mipnei shakvasim matirim atzman, the alechem below kvasim eino miatirenu. Remember, the keves doesn't have a matir in the lechem. The matir of the keves is the dam of the keves. So why wouldn't I say, I always bring a karman on its own. My she'en came, if the Torah tells me to bring the shtei lechem together with the kvasim, then I see the kvasim as the matir of the lechem. If I'm on the dam of keves, I can't bring the lechem. So that makes more sense. It has nothing to do with what was brought in the midbar. None of it was brought in the midbar. Turn around, woman. V'ikraftem al halechem. It's called al halechem, choval halechem. The practice is that al lechem means bring it only when you're bringing lechem. Then the Torah goes blithely on to discuss shivat kvasim tmimim and so on and so forth, which is mashma hapa pishein lechem. Now how exactly it's mashma hapa pishein lechem is not clear. So, I mean, there's various approaches. Some learn that it should have said shiva kvasim instead of shivat kvasim. Shivat kvasim seems to be mashma, it's its own group. Come hell or high water, that's what you're going to bring. Others learn it's the order. You should have said, V'kraftem shivat kvasim or shivat kvasim al halechem. There's a number of other approaches. It may well be, I mean, this is my own suggestion, and I'm hesitant to bring it forth, but if you look at the way the Torah presents it, it says at the end, V'shivat kvasim, so on and so forth, yihyu. which is much they should be under any and all circumstances. It could be the Gemara Semech on that. Look, that's where it should be, the Chla. These are the Gemara that should be. Nonetheless, it's Al HaLechem. So how do you understand this? In Kein Matam Aloma Al HaLechem. Now, I just want to point out that the Chazanish understands the whole sugya assumption. It makes so much sense, as we'll see later on, is that there's a balance here that the Torah is giving us in the interrelationship between lechem and kvasim. It becomes clear later on, one is ma'ak of the other, but not the other the one. The question is, who's the other and who's the one? And that is already seen clearly in the Mishnah. Because nobody says, no, they're not ma'ak of one another. But it's just a question of, do we look at it this way, or do we look at it that way? And this is brought up immediately by the nature of the pasuk that says, well, there is a relationship to the lechem. And yet there isn't. So later on we'll see that means it's a one-way relationship, not a two-way relationship, not a mutual relationship to the lechem. But at this point, we see it, we say, it's a lechem. The shot is that there was actually no here bechlam to bring that. That's the point. I mean, they are dependent on the lechem, but they're not market. Did the Rebbe talk? Rebbe Akiva, amen? Rebbe Akiva says, this is addressing a different issue. Yoko hein hein kvasim amurim kam hein hein kvasim amurim b'chumish b'kodim. You might think that the list of karbonos that we find here in Emor are the same, essentially, as the... we have kvasim here, right? Shivat kvasim. But you have shivat kvasim in the Musaf too. Maybe that's the same karbon. Amrit, but hold on a second, my friend. Kishat ha-magiyah is a part of Eilin, hein am hein. It only works out with the Shivat HaKvasim. If you start analyzing the number of Parim and the number of Elim, they're different. Because you have one Par of two Elim when it comes to Emor, and you have two Parim and one Ayah when it comes to Pinchas. So clearly, the Musa is not the same as the Barim and Malacha. Must therefore be that there are two different groups of Korbanos. Halolo Goyim Beglal Atzman. You have the Korbanos and Pinchas that are Musaf and have no relationship to the Lechem. They're coming because of the day. Halolo Goyim Beglal Lechem. Nimsa. So look, it turns out that Masha Murbuk to Masha Pkudim is Kor of the Midbar. It's not Negei the Lechem. Masha Murbuk to Rakhbanim. Lokor of the Midbar because it is dependent on the Lechem. Ask the Gemara, how do you know? Maybe the Purim and the Elim are indeed not identical. So Dilma Purim Elalav, you know. But the Kvasim are identical. So you have your choice to bring the Kvasim. Bring the Kvasim, okay, in the Midbar you bring it as a Musaf. In the Eretz Yisrael you bring it out of the Lechem. You're Yotzei the Musaf. I mean, so how do you know that the group, Lamaisa, if you have both, you bring 14 Kvasim, plus additional two for Zivkei Shamei
Tzibur. And why is the Korban Tomei mentioned in
Pinchas Yisrael Musaf? Korban Musaf.
Korban Tomei is also mentioned. The daily Korban Tomei is also mentioned in Pinchas. That's not a Musaf.
What's bothering you? What do you care if the Talmud is also brought?
Because
we said
that
the Pinchas, I talk about Musafim. No, I'm saying the Chiddush of Pinchas is the Musafim. The Tamidim are given. That's given back in Vayikra. I must say, besides the Talmud, you should also have the Musafim. I mean, Chas v'Shalom, that it's only Musafim. So maybe the Purim they don't love Inu, but the Kvasim are Inu, Inu. Ah, come on. I mean, Manani, Yishtani, Aninami, the Akrini. If these change, then the set is different. I mean, whoever is, if they're giving two sets, one of which has a member that's interchangeable with the sets, but the other members are different. It's unreasonable. Oh, now wait a minute. Maybe it's not as unreasonable as you say. Because maybe the Purim Ve'elim also are not a different set. Maybe there are two options. You can either, as Dimalkam Rachmana, Eboy, Parvashneim, the Eboy Shneiporin, Lyalakam Likra. Maybe you can have a choice of bringing two Parim on an aisle, or one Parim to Elim. So it's saying, there are two sets of Karbonas. Yeah, you bring it this way when I mention it together with the Lakam. So then it's Parvashneim. If it's without the Lakam, I talk about it. Excuse me. They put it the ILF. Maybe. Says he went, no. Because in in Emor, the organization is always keves par ayil. And in Pinchas, the organization is par ayil keves. Therefore, if we also find that the number is different and the organization is different, then it's a different type of set. They can't be interchangeable. Okay. Then you said, Halechem ma'akevus ha'kfasim. How does Rabbi Akiva know that that if you're mechuyev in the lechem, so then the lechem is ma'akev if you don't break it? My time Rabbi Akiva. He says what? We have a lashon of yihiyu, and we have a lashon of tihiyena. The din of the shnei ha'kfasim of the zivchei shalmei tzibur, it says over there, yihiyu la'ashem la'kohen. Now, I don't know whether the Yiyu is a reference to the Zifrei Shana Tzibur, or the Yiyu is a reference to the Lechem. I mean, it's talking about both in the Parsha. So, what I say is, it makes sense to learn out from Solet Tihiyena to teach me the din that is going on the Lechem. Because we find the concept of Tihiyena on solid. Okay. That's how I look at it. So again, we don't know which is which, so we say the tiyena is merames to me that it must be the lechem is the thing that's ma'akev. Venanas. So then, venanas tainas. No, yiyu makes more sense to me to learn out from yiyu. Because the din of the kvasim, which are an oila, it says over there, yiyu oila l'ashem, which is the yiyu that I was mentioning earlier, that's why the Gemara was taking for granted that they'll always be there. So malahal and kvasim afkan, kvasim, the tihiyena is probably, the yiyu that is said by the kohen yiyu is probably said legabi the kvasim, not legabi the lechem. So why doesn't bananas learn from tihiyena? And to say it's going in the lechem, malahan lechem afkan lechem, because he says, look, I mean, makes more sense to learn yiyu from yiyu than to learn out yiyu from tiyena. No, says the Gemara, my not kamina, atana devei Rabbi Yishmael, v'shava koinu ba kohen, zui shiva, zui biya. I mean, we don't care about the exact one. We don't even care if it's even the same word to klal, as long as it's the same meaning. Kochshin, we're not going to care whether it's a lashon rabim or lashon yachid. I mean, is it lashon mikave or lashon zocher? So who cares about learning Yiyu from Tiyena? Yeah, but if you have a word that is closer, then it makes sense to learn it from a word that's closer. So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva do that? Rabbi Akiva, Nami Leilav Yiyu Mi Yiyu? Because he says, look, Donin Dova Shematan Alakoin, Dova Shematan Alakoin. I mean, we're going to learn out Kvasim. Kvasim are Eilis. Here we're talking about a unique carbon. It's a zifrei shalmei tzibur. It's given to the kohen. Whoever it is, such a thing. And therefore, let me learn it out from the zifrei shalmei tzibur, which are to the kohen, the same way that the lechem is to the kohen. So it's a reference, therefore, to the lechem. So it seems to me. Tosfos points out, I mean, you might just as well say that we should learn out something that has a tzad l'mizbeach. We're bringing a tzad l'mizbeach, which a lechem doesn't have any tzad l'mizbeach. In which case it doesn't make sense to compare it to the lechem. So he explains again that since there's a lot of elements here, the Gemara is just isolating one aspect at a time. But I mean, one of the elements is that the question of use is that the Torah had set up an interrelationship between the kvasim and the lechem. Now we're trying to analyze what that interrelationship is. It makes more sense to say that the gilui of yiyu is a reference to that particular element, in other words, to make it, to show us that there's a relationship between lechem and keves, than to tell me that there's a din of a keves and keves, which is the way Benanas is learning. So this whole thing is in balance. As both Benanas and Rabbi Akiva are made of, that the Torah is telling us, look, there's definitely ikuva. It's only a one-directional ikuva. Which direction is it in? So because it boils down to question of judgment, as to how to look at the interrelationship, whether it's the keves that's the ikar and the matir, or whether it's the lechem that's the ikar as the focus of what the point of the carbon is. The breitema, or, you know what, they could be arguing about goof about the pasuk itself, the kor goofikam yiflegit. It says, kodesh yula shem la kohen. So Rabbi Akiva says, I said, come on, what's La Shem La Kohen? What's that supposed to mean? I say, you have a Dover Shekulo La Kohen, okay? So Ezer Dover Shekulo La Kohen, Zelechem. You have to have something that's a reference, La Kohen. There's only one thing that is La Kohen, and that's the Lechem, and therefore the Lechem is Yehiyu. Whereas Banana says it, Miksiv Kodesh Yu La Kohen. Why are you reading it like that? Kodesh Yu La Shem La Kohen. So what you're looking at is Ezer Dover Shemiksato La Shem, or Miksato La Kohen. Tell me, where do you have something that's part to Hashem, part to the Kohen here? The only thing you have is the Shlomim, which goes partially to Hashem on the Mizbeach Le'Imurim, and partially to the Kohen. Oh, says Rabbi Akiva, Mitziv Kodesh Yul Hashem Ve'la Kohen. Come on. It doesn't say it goes to Hashem and the Kohen. It says it goes to Hashem to the Kohen. Now what's that supposed to mean? Hashem La Kohen. That's a remnant to Ravuna. Yom Ravuna. Kon O Hashem V'natano La Kohen. The Etzem, it goes to Shulchan Gavaya. The Kohen is now Zoka from Shulchan Gavaya. That's what it's saying. But it's not two separate issues. Which thing goes to the Kohen in its entirety? The Lechem. So this is still a remnant to the Lechem.